Blog Talk Radio.
One way to God. One way to God. One way to God. Baptized in Jesus' name. One way to God. One way to God. There's one way to God. Baptized in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God today, our Heavenly Father, our Creator. Hallelujah. We thank and praise Him, the Most High. We thank and praise Him. Amen. We thank and praise you for listening in again today at Jesus Saved Through Faith, Church of God, the Bible Way. Amen. We're located at 4711 North 22nd Street here in Tampa, Florida. And you know that God loves you. Want everyone to be saved, praise God. It's not His will that any should perish, but all come into repentance, praise God. So we let you know today that you could come and visit us, praise God, here in Tampa, Florida, on the corner of Osborne and 22nd. And you know that He is the real deal. God, our Heavenly Father, Yahuwah. Amen. Some say Yahweh, that's in the modern. Amen. And some say Yahweh. But we know that He is real, praise God, creator of all heaven and earth. Amen. He is our real Elohim. Amen. And you know, you can come to Him, amen, in true repentance and ask God to bless your soul, praise God. Let Him touch you. Amen. He is the mighty one. There's only one, friend. There's nobody compared with Him or nobody on the same level with Him. He is the Most High. We thank and praise God for His day. Amen. Let me know that we care about your souls today. And if you don't believe in Jesus, Hebrew is Yahshua HaMashiach. Amen. You don't have a chance. Amen. You do not have a chance. Praise God. You don't have a dose of a chance, an ounce of a chance, a pinch of a chance. So I'm letting you know today, friend, you got to go down and water baptism in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. Let you know that He is the real deal. Amen. So we see here today, you, if anybody preaching any other thing to you, they preach you a bad deal. Amen. Some people say a bad hand. I'm telling you, they're talking to you. You know, anybody saying anything else different, because you don't have no chance without it, praise God. You can't even. Even if you say, well, I follow the law to the fullness, praise God. But see, you're going to be judged by all points of that law. Amen. But we thank God for Jesus. Amen. Yeshua. Amen. We thank God for Him because of the fact that He fulfilled the law. Amen. So we letting you know today that you need to go down. You need to have Him on the inside. Amen. You need the Holy Spirit. Amen. And a lot of people don't talk about the baptism, amen, of the Holy Ghost, but you need to have the baptism of the Holy Ghost today. Praise God. You got to have it. All right, I'm going to let you know today, listening, you can call in every Thursday, and we start at 6:30, and this is the phone for calling. It's 563-999-3034. Then you know you can call in and you know you pass that number around and that you know that you can call in. Praise God. We thank and praise God for you all today. And you know that He is the real deal. God is Christ is the real deal. And then you know pastors and bishops at our church, Adrian Melendon Shaw. Amen. Great man of God. We thank and praise God for him. Praise God. We want you to know that you are welcome to come when you're in the city of Tampa at you know, at the times there. We want you to come. Praise God. We want you to come and visit us. talk with us, please, God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we see here the phone number. You know, we have a phone number here. It's 813-238-6210. Amen. 813-238-6210. Praise God. Come and see us. And my name is Elder Braxton. Amen. Elder Braxton, amen. Ernest Braxton, you know that we care about you. Amen. I care about people on the street, Jack. Man, I love to go out and talk to people on the streets, go out and meet new people. And, you know, that's what we have to do, go and meet new people and talk to them. And I ask them the question, have you been saved? Have you received the Holy Ghost as you believe? Have you been born again of the water and of the Spirit? Have you had those experiences? Have you had that Pentecostal experience? Friend, you need to have it. Praise God. We see that today. Anyway, we're going into Nehemiah. Praise God. And I'm talking about building. Amen. How, as a saint of God, we should be creative and be building something. Whether it's a building or a relationship. If you build a house, if you build a patio, or you building a tool shed, or you building, what are you building? Amen. And also within relationships, also being a builder, amen, and being resourceful, you know, and getting materials to build. Praise God. We're talking about that today also. Jesus was a builder. Amen. He was a carpenter. Amen. But he from that, he learned obedience to the things that he suffered. The scripture tells us that. And guess what? Amen. He built a relationship for salvation. Amen. That salvation that he died for. He knew what he had to do. Amen. See, God didn't take the cup from him. He had to go. He had to go to the cross. He had to go and be nailed to a stake. In other words, amen. So we see here today. All right. So we see that we call it the tree. All right. All right. So we see here today, amen. That he built relationship with Zacchaeus, amen. Who was up on the sycamore tree trying to see him. He built relationship with the Roman centurion, amen. He built relationships, all right? And not only that, you know, he built the way he built things, praise God. He was God in flesh. See, you know, the Bible talked about God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. He was the living Word, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh. That's where he was. He was God in flesh. Amen. What was the Son, that body, the flesh and blood, but the Spirit that was in Jesus? Amen. Was it the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, which was God Himself? Amen. Amen. So we see here today. So as we go on, praise God, what are you building? Praise God. And we're going into Nehemiah. And Nehemiah makes a statement. Amen. In the fourth chapter. And verse. So we know that Nehemiah, first, let's go through this. Nehemiah went to the king, and the king noticed that he was sad and his countenance was down. And we see that the king asked, why are you sad? You know, why are you troubled? You know, in other words, that's going to be a paraphrasing it. And Nehemiah told him, and Nehemiah allowed, and the king allowed him to come back to Jerusalem to build a wall and to build a temple and go on. Amen. So, but he had opposition. You know, anytime you go to build things, you're going to have some type of opposition. All right. Sometimes you can't get the materials at the same time, and sometimes people breaking in, taking the materials when you get it. Sometimes people talking about you. Why is he building that big old house over there? Or why is he building that temple right there, that place? Why is this here? And then if you're in a historical district, there's always something that comes up. So you think about that. So the thing is, you got to realize you're gonna have opposition. Amen. You got to face opposition sometimes. Praise God. You got to go through it. And then here's another thing. Amen. You got to face conspiracies. They go through it and they conspire together. Amen. And try to keep you from progressing or going on and doing things. All that you do. But one thing Nehemiah had worked for him very well in the first chapter of Nehemiah is that he prayed to God. He prayed. And I noticed that he didn't just build building. All right? He was continued to pray. He continued in daily prayer. Amen. To God, you know, and the people saw that within him, and you know, they also prayed and they prepared themselves for war because it was what's called determined. You have to be determined, amen. And that's the thing what we have to do. When you have faith and belief, that means you need to be determined on what your goals are. Think about it. You got to be determined. All right, you can't let nobody just come up and say, well, you can't do this, you can't do that, you're not able to do this, you're not able to do that. You be determined, amen. You be determined on the goal that you have set and work it. You know, that's what I can't understand why children drop out of school, all right, when they got maybe like 9 weeks more to go to school a year. I said, what's wrong with you, man? What's wrong with you? I said, why are you dropping out of school? You know, for 11 years and a half to school. Now you want to drop out at the last moment. I said, what's going on? I mean, what's happening here? Okay, so I don't understand it, all right? So we have to pray, continue in prayer. Prayer is a very, very tool that we can use. I mean, when we could pray to God, and you know one thing about Nehemiah? Confess as he prayed. He talked about the things that they've been through. I mean, and he talks about the things that they failed at. You know, for us not continuing in the commandments of God and the statutes and so forth and follow his ways. And we see here, praise God, that Nehemiah was a praying man. And that's what we have to do. I say, I got to pray more. You got to pray more. We all have to pray more. Amen. We got to pray. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And then you have to seek counseling sometime. All right. But in your building, praise God, you have to be determined. And your mind has to be made up. Praise God. You know. So we see here today. All right. And if you get knocked down, you got to get up and shake yourself and start back again. All right. Think about it. That's what when people fall, they make a mistake. They continue to dwell in that mistake too long. No, get up and keep on working at it, praise God. Amen. Don't give up. Amen. Don't quit. Don't give up. So here it is. In the fourth chapter, he's made a statement here. And he said this. He said, so build we the wall, and all the walls were joined to the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work. Now I want to look at this here, right there. He said the people had a mind to work. Okay, now the other part of the subject is a mind to work. Amen. Build, but have a mind to the work. You have to have a mind to work. You got to be physical. You got to make a step, but you got to be physical. You got to get together and work, praise God. We could talk, but we don't work. Come on now. We got to do this. We got to work. You know, we got to work. Whether it's evangelism, whether it's pastor, whether it's whatever, you got to work. Whether you're a regular builder, have to work. It's time for us to do work. You might be on reach out. Outreach, praise God. And that's what we use. You know, look at it. You got to have a mind to work. Amen. Talk is cheap. You see, talk is cheap. But having a mind to work, you know, to do it, you shouldn't be just hearers of the word. We should be doers of the word, praise God. So we see here today that you have to have a mind to work. And that's the thing I looked at here inside Nehemiah, seeing that these people was ready to work. And they had these spears and bow and arrows or whatever right next to them. And man, as they worked, they had these swords and stuff right next to them because they was determined. They were determined. And guess what? They were willing to die. They were willing to die for a cause, praise God. What is your cause? What is your purpose in life? Amen. So we need to let people know you have to have a purpose in life. Amen. What is your purpose? Why did God put you? He didn't just put you, you know, here, you know, to do nothing, you know, just to do that. And don't get the attitude. So, yeah, we just dust in the wind. Yeah, but the thing is, you're here for a period of time. Praise God. A period of time. You know, when you were born, that was important, all right? But the most important part is that intricate between that little dash of, that you see on the graveyard, is that little dash between the time you was born and between the time you die. I mean, that little thing there means a whole lot. What work did you do within that slash? Think about it, praise God. Amen. So we see here, our Heavenly Father put us here for a purpose, praise God. And so what is your purpose? Not to just give up and die and sit here and do nothing. The scripture said, why sit here until we die? All right? Don't sit on the seat and do nothing. Do something, praise God. Amen. Whatever you do best, do something, praise the Lord. So we see here, our Father will bless us, praise God, and help us as we go on. But you got to know, I mean, that you were here for a purpose to do it. And praise God, do it. Amen. I'm here to serve Almighty Yahweh, or Yah. That's what the people call him, Yahuwah, Yahweh. Amen. So the Heavenly Father. I'm here to serve him, praise God. Amen. And I serve him by serving our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Yahshua HaMashiach. And letting you know that he is the real one. Amen. To serve. You know, a lot, you know, that's what it's all about, praise God. You know, another thing. Amen. I was looking at the television about St. Jude. And that's a great, you know, St. Jude Hospital for Children. And I looked at that thing, and I see how people give to that ministry, you know, or that, you know, that hospital in order to take care of children who are stricken with cancer. Amen. And I think we all should try to give something toward that. But anyway, I'm not advertising, but I'm saying that. Amen. Many people have needs. It may not be just cancer, to be AIDS, or they might be crippled, or they might have a problem in their life that's going on. All right? Build a relationship with those people so that you can help them, you know. Always have an outlet that you can help others, praise God. You know, I like feeding people a lot of times, you know. You know, me and my wife and some of the people at the church, we get together, we on Tuesdays, every other Tuesday and so forth, we feed people, praise God. As we see here today that there's a lot of things. You know, I like that because you show forth love and kindness. And that's how you draw people, because that's what Jesus said. Love and kindness have I drawn you. I mean, that's what the Father tells us. Amen. You know, here's the thing. We need to be obedient. You know what? Being obedient makes a big difference. You can be obedient to the Word of God and to His commandments. Praise God. Be obedient to Him. You look at your obedience. How do you obey? Amen. Obedience is about everything. And even in heaven, obedience. Praise God. Everything is subject to our Heavenly Father, our Creator. Amen. The Pharisees, you know, those different animals, different things that is heaven that flies around the throne, and everything is in subject to him, amen, in obedience to him. And that's something we have to be that way. So who are you? What are you building? What are you fixing? Are you fixing your relationship by saying that I'm sorry I did this to you? I apologize. I'm very sorry. Will you please forgive me? All right. That could help you in your marriage right there. Amen. Your relationship with your children right there. All right. You know, are you building a relationship? Are you building building doesn't go just for building a building. You could build a good relationship, a friendship and a relationship. What are you building? All right. What are you fixing? I mean, are you fixing that relationship? You know, when it was torn down years ago, are you calling your sister, your brother? Are you calling your dad? Are you calling your children? You know, to reach out and let them know that I do love you. I'm sorry the way I've treated you or anything like that. Building that relationship makes a big deal, all right? But anyway, Nehemiah had opposition in going and building that wall because Sanballat and all these people came against him. All right. And if you read the book of Nehemiah, it's a great book to read because what happened, you see the struggle that he had to go in building the wall and building Jerusalem again. So we see here today that you have, praise God, you have to do it. So building a relationship, building a structure, all right, you know, it takes things. Like I say, you have oppositions. About that. And then you have some people conspire against you, all right? And, you know, and some people that just don't want to do the work, all right? So, you know, that's the people you got to get around. You got to tell them, say, we don't, you know, you want something to get work together. You know, I've been married for 50 years. 50 years. Man, that's a long time. I was thinking about it. I said, boy, you know, and it wasn't all that good all the time either. I'm telling you that. All right, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't easy, let's say. All right, but, you know, I stuck with it, and I had some jokes and sometimes it was like rocky, and sometimes it was smooth, sometimes it was rough, right? You think about it, all right? So relationships. You know, but you got to continue in the relationship and commitment. A lot of people get married, they're not committed to each other. All right, when that man says for better and for worse, all right, he said, uh-oh. All right, you know, a lot of people are not ready for that, see. So if you think about it, building relationships with one another, you got to make it fun, praise God. Thank and praise God for his goodness. Today. Amen. So we see here today, amen, the Most High, amen, as some say, we say the Most High, Yah, amen, helps us, praise God. You know, Jesus said, I have come in my Father's name. Well, Jesus, amen, the name Jesus didn't come out until around about the 1500s, even the late 1500s, all right? But see, it's been transliterated from Yahushua. Amen. Yahshua. So, you know, you got in one thing in Hebrew, you got paleo, you got paleo, and you got your modern, and then you got your ancient. You know, you got different things, different ways to write it, you know, and so forth. And then sometimes different dialects in speaking it. So we see here today, but it means that Hebrew names mean something. Amen. Hebrew names mean something. All right. Yahshua. I mean, Yahshua means God is our Savior. Yah is our salvation. Yah is our Savior. All right. So we see here today, you have to learn what we mean when we say this. All right. So we see that, you know, Jesus was born to a name Yahshua, some say Yahushua, same with Joshua. You know, in the Bible, we see Joshua, it should be Yahshua, Yahshua. All right, you know, in English, it should be Joshua. That's what the real translation translated should be. All right, but yeah, you know, the Hebrew is Yahshua. All right, so we see here today that you need to know these different things, and don't be confused. Don't be confused, and don't be deceived. Praise God. So we see here today that our Father, amen, creator of all heaven and earth, he wished that everyone to be saved. He wanted us to be saved. Amen. Therefore, amen, took on a body of flesh and blood. Amen. And some people say, oh, that can be happening. Amen. The Bible said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen. And the scripture tells us, the Word was made flesh. The Bible says he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. And that's what happened right now today. So many people don't know that that same one that walked the earth 2,000 years ago died on the cross, that died on the cross, fulfilled the law. Amen. He fulfilled the law, because what happened? The law wasn't fulfilled until he came. That's why you don't have a chance. The Bible said when Jesus died, before he died, he said, it is finished. He said, it is finished. Amen. He gave up the ghost. He gave up the ghost, the spirit. And it said that the veil of the temple rented, torn from top to bottom. Amen. So that's powerful, isn't it? When he gave up that ghost, when he gave up his spirit, the veil of the temple, the holy temple, the holiness of holy, all right, rented from top to bottom. So what that means is that he fulfilled the law. That's the fulfillment of the law. So he went in. That spirit went in and made an atonement at the mercy seat for me, for you, for everybody here on earth, if they only believe, receive, and accept him, amen, as the Lord and Savior, and go down in water baptism in Jesus' name, the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. What that mean, amen? When you take and you take on his name, you're his. When you take on his name through water baptism, praise God, you're his. But what happens? So many people don't get that. So we're letting you know today that you need Christ in your life. Amen. I'm talking about the anointed one, the creator of all heaven and earth. Amen. Letting you know we want you to come. When you come to Tampa, Florida, come by. Jesus saved through faith. Church of God, the Bible Way on Osborne, on the corner of Osborne and 22nd. 4711 North 22nd Street. Give an honor to our Apostle C.A. Calvert, a general overseer, and our presider, Bishop R.J. McLeod, right, and all other bishops and overseers in the churches of God, the Bible, and the pastors and the elders. We love you. God bless you. And then, you know, come see us, amen, when you get a chance. Amen. The call in for next week at 6:30 is 563-99-3040. Amen. So call in and listen in. Praise God. Letting you know that God cares about your soul. One way to God. One way to God. One way to God, baptized in Jesus' name. One way to God. One way to God. Well, there's one way to God, baptized in Jesus' name. down to wait.